radios at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our invocation today is taken from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And this is entitled, A Prayer of Repentance. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, O God, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, dear Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us prepare our hearts for prayer this morning. Would you please stand with me, please? Would you please stand? Thank you. The Lord has been so good to us and has blessed us with so much. I think the least we can do is give him honor and praise this morning. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you so much, Lord. So much is going on in this world, but Lord, we're thankful that you're here, right here with us, still leading us on, still encouraging us, still loving us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. We lift up this congregation before you this morning, Lord, that today would be a day of healing, a day of joy, a day of conviction, a day of salvation for anyone that needs it, Lord. You are here waiting to answer whatever they need, Lord. Your will be done, Lord, in our life. We thank you for the opportunity to worship, and we pray, Lord, for those congregations who don't have a place to worship. We pray for those people and those congregations who are without a building and they don't know what to do. We ask, Lord, that you would provide for them and help them. We pray for those that don't have a pastor or don't have someone to lead service for them. Bless them, Lord, and help them. We're so thankful here at Alamo that you blessed us, Lord. And we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, before you sit down, go ahead and wave at each other. Acknowledge. Make sure you know that you're here. That's so important. Amen.
Hello, choir. I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you.
Hi, everybody.
Amen. You may be seated.
Morning, church.
Good morning, church.
Let us pray. Father, there are times when I worry about giving and times when I hold back from giving because I have a nagging in my mind that if I give away too much, I might render myself without sufficient. In my heart, I know that this attitude that I have developed is not pure, nor is it founded on true biblical principles. And so I come to you now to ask you to change my heart and respect to giving so that it more truly reflects a heart that pleases you. I ask that you would give me wisdom to know what to give, when to give, and whom to give. Change my attitude towards giving, I pray, knowing that all things come from you, and it is from the overabundance of the bountiful supply that you have graciously poured into my lap that I am giving back to you. Give me, I pray, a giving heart, a generous heart, a grateful heart. Develop me in a heart that is filled with thanks and praise to you for all you have done for me. Hear my prayer, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here again for South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. The
Pastor. Okay. I was told to repeat what I said.
Noah, that he would never again destroy the earth by flood, and every time we see a rainbow, we are reminded that God is keeping his promise. If you've ever been a witness in court you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and if you break that promise, there are legal consequences. It's called perjury. When I joined the Army, I swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that oath never expired. When I got married, I took some vows then, vows to uphold my chosen mate through sickness and health, for richer, for poorer. And promises are just that. They are supposed to be kept. When we joined the Methodist Church, we promised to uphold the church in five areas: by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And we renew those vows when people come up and publicly join our church. For the next 5 weeks, starting next week, we're going to have a sermon series emphasizing those vows. And remember, those are promises that you have made to God. And God keeps his promises to you. We need to keep our promises to him. So please be here for the next 5 weeks and hear that series. Also, I'm trying desperately to change a very bad habit, and I'd ask you to help me and to help yourself also. When we come into the sanctuary, we are coming into God's house. We are not coming into a social hall. We are not coming in to a place to catch up on the latest and gossip. And so I am as guilty as anyone else about that, and I'm trying desperately to change that so that when I walk through the doors, that my focus is on worship and on God. And I ask that you join me in that also. And so that we don't have to have times that the pastor has to get up and say, "Can I get your attention so we can start worship?" Now, we all need a reminder. Thank you.
You stand for our opening hymn. God of grace and God of glory, on thy people bore thy power, crown thine ancient church's glory, bring her bud to glorious crown. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the facing of this
often, Lord, we come to you with trivial things. Let us go to the Lord now as we prepare for our tithes and offerings. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you open our hearts so that we make you our priority. So often we are bound by things of the world, and giving to you becomes our last priority. From the time of the ancient Israelites to the present, you've asked for the first and the best. We ask, Lord, that you give us the hearts to give you, but our best always. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning, church family. Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11. It reads as follows. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever reaps generously shall reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctant or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written. They have freely scattered their gifts to the power. Their righteous endures forever. Now, he who supplies need to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seeds and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generously on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May be seated.
let us prepare for receiving the message that the Spirit has for each of us. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come seeking and searching. We come thirsting for your word. We ask, Lord, that you give us your Spirit so that as we hear the word, that it may be deeply ingrained in each of us. We ask, Lord, that you give Pastor Ted courage, that you give him strength to allow your Spirit to work through him so that the message that you have given to us through him will become loud and clear, a beacon to each of us. And as we leave this place, Lord, let us take your word with us and give us the strength and courage that as we go through our week, that we deliver your message and your word to the world. In Christ's name, amen.
Children's level is sharing. So let me tell you a story. When my boys were young, you know how you have to share with your, these are your siblings, right? You have to share. And so what happens if you have something you really wanted? Let's say, I don't know what it is, a cookie. And it's like this big. And your mom says, share with your brother and sister. No, thank you. And you're looking for something else to give them, right? Like, let me see, you want this? And they're like, mm-mm, I really want a piece of that cookie, right? Just one piece of that cookie. Well, I have a story. And I don't know where I found this from, but with my children, I had two boys, and they're 3 years apart. But the oldest one always got to divide the sharing, right? So I would hand him something, and I would say, here you go, share with your brother. Let me tell you what he did. I told him, share with your brother. I don't remember how old he was, maybe 4.5 years old, maybe 5. He goes and he gets the cookie and he cuts it, right? And he cuts it, the cookie's this big, and he cuts this much for his brother, and he thinks he's going to get this much, right? And I said, oh wait, I forgot to tell you the rest of the story. Now give your brother the whole cookie put together and let him choose what piece he wants. Did you know his eyes got this big, like, no, I didn't. Okay, he said, Mom, can I split it again? I said, oh no, I said, share. And I think you were a little greedy in your sharing, right? Do you think he gave with a cheerful heart? Let me tell you, he learned his lesson. Because after then, when he shared, I gave him something, I said, split it. Man, he's like, he would even look at me and his dad, and he would say, do you think this is fair? Before he would have to let the little one split it, right? So that's just a little story about giving. He wasn't giving with a cheerful heart. He was being greedy, but he thought, he doesn't know he's little. Let me tell you, when the little one took the biggest piece, he learned real quick. Like when mom says share, you better share right, because if not, you might get into not what you wanted, right? So it's kind of like that. So this is talking about sharing maybe in a different way. It's talking about sharing with homeless people, sharing with your mother and father, sharing with your brother and sister. But when we share, God says he doesn't want us to share and be like that. Well, here you go. I didn't really give it to you. He wants us to say, here you go. Because the more we share, the more we give, the more He will give us to give and to share, right? So we want to remember this week when we go into the world that we need to share, whether it be with our brother and sister, the homeless, just your neighbor. And it doesn't necessarily have to be giving something. We can share with helping. We can share with smiles. So there's different things than just material things in the world that we can share with. Okay? All right. So let's say prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Help us to love your people and to learn how to give with a cheerful heart. We love you, Lord. Amen. Have a great week, guys.
My turn. I get to do something now. All right. Good morning. It's so good to see everyone here this morning, see your bright and shining faces, and knowing that how much you love the Lord, but most important, how much the Lord loves you. Amen? You know how much He loves you? Do you know? Do you have any idea how much He cares for you? He cared so much that He sent His only Son to die for you. Amen? That's how much the Lord loves you. So why in the world wouldn't you serve a God that loves us so much? This morning we're going to talk about something that is very close to everyone's heart. We're going to talk about something that is a form of worship. Some people seem to forget about that it is a form of worship. And it's a way that we worship God and honor Him. And that is with our gifts. Giving. Giving is our title, but I wanted to be more specific and say, and call the title, Giving the Way God Wants You to Give. Amen? You see, if you ever wanted to know how to do something to make the Lord happy, where would you go to find this? What book? Would you go to the dictionary? Would you Google it? Where would you go to find out how one can make the Lord happy and find out how He wants us to be a giver? Where would you go? Amen. Whew, boy, I thought you was going to say Google it there for a minute. But you know, you go to the Bible. Amen. You go to God's Word. And what?
The Bible.
Thank you, hon. The Bible. Yes. Yes. And it in your Bible has all the instructions for giving, for living, for praying. But this morning, we're going to focus on a subject of giving. And our text will come from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15, or 6 through 11. Now, what we're going to talk about this morning is two aspects of giving. A cheerful giver, and a generous giver. The Lord wants us to do both of those things. He wants us to give cheerfully, and He wants us to give generously. So, a question. I can see the light bulbs over all of your heads. How can I become a more cheerful giver? And the answer is this. We can learn how to become a cheerful giver by studying the greatest giver this world has ever known. And that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He left behind all His riches and His glory of His heavenly kingdom. He came down to earth and willingly now gave His life so that we could keep ours. So let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. This is what Paul said to the congregation at the church at Corinth. Just a little background about this congregation. They had given a great gift to the saints in Jerusalem, to the poorer saints in Jerusalem. And Paul was collecting that gift. And he was being thankful to them and telling them how much he appreciated their giving to the saints at Jerusalem. Do you not know, dear one, that when you give to those that are in need, that is a way of serving the Lord. That is a way that you are giving to Jesus, because Jesus told us that as you do it to one of these little ones, you do it unto me. And he was talking about, I believe, the poor folks. So this is what the apostle said. He says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Now the apostle Paul told us this, wrote this verse for these Corinthians, and he was using something that they call the law, I believe, of nature or agriculture or something like that. It is a principle what the farmer uses, where he sows a lot of seeds, or if he sows a lot of seeds, then he expects to get back a generous return. And he is telling us that if we want to get a generous return, that we would have to sow generously. Now, is your pastor trying to tie into the prosperity gospel or whatever that stuff is? No. What I'm telling you is what the Bible is telling you. If you sow sparingly, you'll also reap sparingly. And whosoever sows generously will reap generously. That tells me that the Lord encourages generous giving. Amen? He wants to encourage you to give generously. There's nothing wrong with giving generously. A lot of folks, sometimes they get afraid to give because they're afraid that they may miss something or it may affect their budget. This is what the Bible says about this in verse 7. It says, each of you should give what you have decided. What you have decided. Not what I decided or what somebody else. This is what you have decided in what? Your heart. In other words, giving will come from your heart. It's not a bill. It's not an obligation. That's the way I used to look at it. But it is it is something that is encouraged, and it is something that the Lord wants us to give. But he doesn't. He wants us to do it the right way. He wants us to do it what we've decided in our heart. In other words, if all you have to give is a small amount, give that. And if you have something more, give that. The thing that you want to remember about giving, it's not the amount, dear one. It's not how much. It really isn't. It's the motivation that comes with the giving. You see, the Lord wants it to come from your heart. Amen? If your motivation is clear, if it's clean, if it's pure, then your gift will be accepted by the Lord. And he doesn't want you to, he wants you to give it generously, and he wants you to do it according to what you can give in your heart. And he doesn't want you to give it reluctantly. I once knew this dear brother. He gave me $20 to put in the offering, and a few minutes later he wanted his money back. He said he had a bill. Said he had a bill to pay. That's not the kind of giving the Lord wants us. He wants you to do it without compulsion, and he wants you to do it from your heart. And this is what leads to a cheerful giver. If you give generously, and you give it not under compulsion, it says, for God loves. He loves a cheerful giver. Amen? Now you know what a cheerful giver is. Now you know what it is to give generously. Now, let me tell you this. What does it mean? What does it mean to give generously? What does that look like, to give generously? You know, do I take all my money out of my savings account and give it to the church? What does that look like? I think it looks like this. It looks like you are one who are, is so sold out on giving the right way that it really doesn't matter. Amen? Because something is going to happen. Something is going to happen when you start to put the Lord first. You start to think about his needs, the church's needs, and you put other things behind. When your focus becomes more on the Lord and you become a generous giver, what happens is, it says in verse 8, and God is able to bless you how? Abundantly, so that in what? All things, at all things. What in the world, believer, dear ones, are we worried about? If we are giving, God's going to do what? He's going to bless you. He's going to bless us, right? Now, I'm not saying he's going to give everybody a, here's an old saying, some of you may remember this, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. I'm not saying he's going to do that. But what he's going to do, he's going to give you, he's going to bless you, and he's going to enable you to be able to give even more. Isn't that something? He will bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And as it is written, it says, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, and their righteousness endures forever. The Lord is saying here that he will make things happen for you. He will enable you to live the righteous life. You see, folks, giving is definitely part of your worship. Amen? You can tell how people really and truly love the Lord by the way they give. You can tell how people truly love the Lord is by the way they support the things of the church and the way they support the things of the kingdom of God. So I encourage you this morning to be a cheerful and a generous giver, because this is how the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to be a cheerful giver. I asked the Sunday school class this morning, I gave them a challenge. I said, today, I want us to do one thing today. Encourage someone today. Encourage someone. You know, someone that may be down. Someone that may be have an issue. Say something nice to them. I want to encourage you this morning by encouraging you to be a cheerful and a generous giver. And I want to encourage you by telling you this, that the one who gave his all, our Savior, the one who gave everything, his life, so that you and I might be reconciled to an almighty and holy God, is our Savior Jesus Christ. Remember how he gave, and remember the things that he said. He told us about giving. He says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and it will be poured into your lap. And that's in Luke 6:38. This is the Savior talking to us. So, this principle of generous giving and cheerful giving is laid out for us clearly in these scriptures. One of the things you cannot do, dear one, we cannot outgive our gracious Creator. You can't. You cannot ever outgive him. And the only place in the Bible where God invites Israel to test him is in Malachi 3:10. And this is where he's talking about them giving their offering to him. You see, the Lord cares about what kind of offering you give to him. Amen? He really does. And he wants it wants to be given the right way. He tells him, he says, test me. Test me. He says, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be no room enough to store it. And you see, and remember this, that blessing may not come in material things. It may not necessarily happen. But the principle of God's reward still stands. And this is what Solomon said many a thousand years before. He says, one man freely gives, yet gains even more. And another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. This comes from Proverbs 11:24-25. As Paul stated, God loves a cheerful giver. And cheerful giving, therefore, that should be a way of our life for us. Because we understand the mighty and awesome grace of an almighty God. You see, when we give with a willing heart, generously, God assures us that he will watch over us and provide for us. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says it. It says that, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So I encourage you this morning to be a cheerful and a generous giver. Do it because God loves a cheerful giver. Do it because it is our form of worship and the Lord wants us to do it. Do it because you love Jesus. Don't do it because somebody made you give, or you know, you got a you get a something that somebody's just making you give. Give it because you want to. Give it because you love the Lord. Remember this, dear one. For God so loved the world that he gave and he gave and he gave. And he's still giving. Amen? He's still giving to you each and every day. That breath that you're breathing right now, you think that came from you? No. That came from an almighty God who is still giving to you even right now. He says, and we would do well to remember that we are saved because our God so generously gave. And as his children, we are called to be the light of the world. Amen? Jesus said we are to be the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. And listen to this. When we trust the Lord and honor him by giving our time, our treasure, and talent, we are truly letting our light shine before men. Amen? Oh, I tell you, if you want to please the Lord, become a cheerful giver. Amen? Become a cheerful giver. And it says, we are truly letting our light shine, and our goodness will reflect radiantly on our Father in heaven. You see, it's all about glorifying the Father. Amen? It is. It's all about giving praise and honor to God. And let me leave you with this one last verse. This is what Paul was so taken by the fact of God's grace. And he realized just how awesome God is. And I pray that you do also. He writes verse 15. He says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Oh, I tell you, folks, don't you ever give up on the Lord for anything. Amen? Don't you get discouraged. I encourage you to keep going, to keep giving, to keep praying, and keep asking the Lord to help you. And he'll do it. You see, God had the indescribable gift. He gave us the gift that no one, the best gift in the world. He gave us his dear son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And without him, we would have no life. May the Lord bless you this morning. May these words, these scriptures, help you to understand how we are to be a cheerful and one who gives generously. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Before I want to give the invitation this morning. We're going to have the Lord's Supper this morning. And the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come forward, who wishes to get things right with the Lord. This is a very, very, very special time this morning. It's communion and Lord's Supper is not something we just do every first Sunday. Actually, the Lord tells us we should do it often. Often. Often means, could mean every day. But I want you to come up. And remember this, before you give, you take communion, it's very important that you examine yourselves. Amen? Examine yourselves and ask the Lord to shine His light, to make sure that everything is all right between you and the Lord. Because if you don't, and if you drink it with sin, I'm sorry, if you take communion with sin in your heart, then you stand in trouble. You stand in trouble of getting in trouble with the Lord. So the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. Who wishes to come and get things right with the Lord. Or anything else that you want to come to pray and to let the Lord know that, yes, Lord, I want to be a cheerful giver and a generous giver. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Our hymn of invitation is, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior."
Would you please stand?
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Having little problems. I almost got evicted yesterday. My niece came all the way down here from Houston to pull me through it through the grace of God. I was about to give up on my niece, but I remember what the pastor said, don't give up on your loved ones. Stick by their side no matter what. And I thank him for that. And I love you, church. Thank you.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. And we have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord. Heart.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is a right and good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for the body and blood of Christ, that they may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. And through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you come forward, please? Now, if you would, we will start from the back, from the very back, and then you will come to the rail, and then we'll do each row. So at this time, with the back row on this side, come here to this side, and the back row over here will come on this side. Also, we have the baskets up here for the agape offering. Please let us not forget about our agape offering. Everybody been served here? It's back there in the back. This is his blood. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. Amen. And this is his blood that was shed for you on the cross. Take and drink. Amen. Amen. After you have obeyed the Lord's command, you can return to your seat. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you. Take and drink. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with us. Amen. 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 Anyone else on this side? Please come on this side also. Don't worry about our brother. The Lord's going to take care of him. He's going to take care of him. Amen. If you haven't been to the altar, please come forward to the altar if you wish for communion. If you haven't been, please come. Amen. Yes. Amen. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. Amen. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for others for the remission of sins. Take and drink all of it. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Once you have obeyed the Lord's command, you can go ahead and go to your seats. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you. That was shed for you. Take and drink all. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Have you already? Oh, no. You're praying. Sorry. Amen. Is there anyone else that hasn't been to the rail yet for communion? Amen. This is for both sides. Both sides. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sins. Take and drink. Amen. 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 After you've obeyed the Lord's command, you may return to your seats. All right. Amen. Did we leave anybody out? Was anybody not get served?
technology, would you serve us? Here, I'll serve you. Let me have it. Oh, did you? Okay, well, serve me then. Jay, would you please stand with me, please? Please stand. I don't want you to move around. If you can, just hold hands with somebody. Jay, you can just stand right here with me. All right? Let us go to the Lord in prayer. This is the best weapon that we have, believer. It's prayer. Amen? We give thanks to you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do. We thank you for this church. We thank you for each one that is gathered here, Lord, looking and seeking, hoping something from you, Jesus. We pray, Lord, that they found it this morning. They found it not in me, but in you, in your word, Lord. We ask that as we go forward, Lord, that you would encourage us to be the believers that we ought to be. And we lift up those names on our prayer list, and even those that are in our hearts unspoken. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would please help them. Help them through their difficult time. And Lord, we ask for prayer this morning for a naval task group, including the USS Abraham Lincoln that is headed to the Middle East. We pray that you would be with our sailors, our Marines, our soldiers, and bless them and our airmen and help them in this difficult time. And Lord, we thank you so much for our dear brother Tom. We ask, Lord, that you would look in on him, even right now, Lord, and walk with him and help him through this time. Thank you, Lord. Bless us as we leave this place. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Because the Lord's Prayer was used earlier in the service, I will continue reading from Psalm 51 because, well, you judge it. I find it very uplifting. And first of all, I offer an additional prayer for Tom and that he soon be recovered from any harm. And now, starting with verse 12 of Psalm 51, restore to me the joy of your salvation, O Lord, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we go from here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or continued ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And pray for those of us who are going to be praying for different rules of the church. Let us be doing what is right. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, again in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Our closing hymn this morning is Lead On, O King Eternal.
Lead on, O King Eternal, the day of March has come. Henceforth forth in fields of conquest. Thy tent shall be our home. Through days of preparation, thy grace has made us strong. And now, O King eternal, we lift our battle song. Lead on, O King eternal, till sin-filled war shall cease, and holiness shall whisper the sweet amen of peace. For not with swords loud clashing, nor roll up stirring groans, with dread of love and mercy, the heavenly kingdom comes. Lead on, O King eternal, we follow not with fears, for gladness breaks like morning, where'er thy face appears. Thy cross is lifted o'er us, we journey in its glory. The crown awaits the conquest, lead on, O God of might.
Go in peace.